tiger!
Order, order.
The flag debate, and what better place for it than in Parliament's debating chamber, where it began with this question for the Prime Minister, John Key, from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Was it worth spending over $8 million so far on the flag referendums when only 739 people attended the meetings and 99% of the "What do you stand for?" postcards he sent to Kiwi homes went straight in the bin?
Mr Key, though, had come to the House fully prepped.
Mr Speaker, one political party in this Parliament, as of an hour ago, has as their policy review the design of the New Zealand flag involving flag design experiments and with full public consultation and involvement. That was the Labour Party as of an hour ago.
And it would be no show without punch in the form of New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Prime Minister,
right Honourable
Prime Minister, is it not a fact that the reason why he is so keen on changing the flag is that he spent so much time selling out the old one?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no. The reason I want to change the flag is because you can look at other Commonwealth countries which in their history have changed their flag. Let's take Canada. Show me a single Canadian that would go back to the old flag that they had that looked very much like our flag except was red. Mr Speaker, this is a party and a country, I believe, of progress and change. A multicultural country that's outward looking, not a bunch of dinosaurs like them over there.
Prime Minister John Key. And there were also questions about a proposed register of foreign property for Finance Minister Bill English, who admitted to having doubts about its value.
Because a real-time full register of who owns all property in New Zealand would be an expensive and high compliance method for getting sufficient data on which to make policy decisions.
Nevertheless, Mr English said the government wanted to collect more information.
That's why from 1 October, all buyers of property other than the main home must have an IRD number, and non-residents must have a New Zealand bank account and provide their country's tax ID number. We believe this is a lower compliance way of collecting data we would actually use.
But potential flaws in that had already surfaced in committee room number one, where members of the Finance and Expenditure Committee were hearing from tax lawyers about the complexities of gathering data on foreign property buyers. One of the requirements of the Taxation, Land Information and Offshore Persons Information Bill. Making a submission on the bill's requirement for overseas buyers to open a bank account and get an IRD number, Ernst & Young's executive director, David Snell, recommended a bolder approach.
Why have the offshore person definition at all? Instead, have all parties to purchases and sales of properties providing their IRD numbers. We think it would be much easier for people to provide a known number rather than make potentially complex judgments in a specialist area around tax residents around the compliance or not with an offshore person's definition.
And Mr Snell had another suggestion.
We also thought, if you're currently subject to tax overseas, then just provide your overseas tax information number, your equivalent of an IRD number, as a matter of course. That will give a stronger information base, a clearer signal for taxpayers.
Following on from Ernst & Young's David Snell, Chapman Tripp partner David Patterson spotted a potential flaw in compiling the register of foreign buyers.
The perspective that I would bring to that would be to say, well, actually, if I've got someone who is a foreigner within whatever definition you want to set up, and that could be a tax one or an offshore one, but they are coming in and they're genuinely buying their own main home, I would actually wonder whether they'd need to be reported, because they're actually the sort of person that is a foreigner who's become a resident. We're going to count them as a foreigner. Now, we don't have an exemption for that person. So we will be counting them, and presumably someone will be adding up the numbers and may well be reporting someone who's come in, and they may still be tax resident in another country as a foreigner, even though they are actually here, have purchased a main home and have intended to come and live here.
Chapman Tripp's David Patterson speaking to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. Later in the day, debate on members' bills began with Labour MP Mika Whaitere's Environmental Protection Authority Protection of Environment Amendment Bill before the first reading of New Zealand First MP Tracy Martin's New Zealand International Convention Centre Act 2013 Repeal Bill. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.